biotech stocks are one of the market's hottest sectors, capable of rising dramatically on good news and cratering on bad.
Bad news, Captain. We've only got one bullet.
What's the good news?
We've got one bullet.
Kyle Dennis and his colleagues at Biotech Breakouts are always on the lookout for catalysts that could make a stock move.
Don't blink. They are fast, faster than you could believe.
And now they join us to discuss one issue that's got the right look.
This is a perfect example of why you're in management and I'm not.
It's now on Moneyline.
That's right. Kyle Dennis is here to bring us the biotech breakout of the week. Kyle, of course, is the co-founder and director of biotechbreakouts.com. So if you like what you hear on the show and you want to check out more, well, you go to biotechbreakouts.com. It's part of the Raging Bull community, ragingbull.com for more information. Big sale on all the Raging Bull services right around now. So you can check that out if you're looking for more information. Again, the website's biotechbreakouts.com. RagingBull.com. Kyle's on Twitter. He's at Kyle W. Dennis. But right now, he's on MoneyLife. Kyle, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Your biotech breakout of the week is...
Synergy Pharmaceuticals.
Synergy Pharmaceuticals. It's ticker symbol SGYP, trading a little bit below $2 a share. And what's the story here that has you expecting this stock to break out?
So as you know, I always like to look for those catalyst events, and most times I'm looking for the phase two, phase three, or FDA approval, pretty much being the later stages in the drug development for a potential catalyst. Now, I really like these smaller, low-priced stocks because they tend to move very, very well ahead of these catalysts, and Synergy has an FDA approval upcoming in the latter half of January, which is January the 24th, for a drug that is... IBS-C, which is irritable bowel syndrome, a drug that has positive phase three data already, and I think has a great shot at getting approved. They just did a stock offering just above two, and that offering actually included warrants, which typically in the short term cause the stock price to go down 2-3 weeks after that event happens. That tends to be the trend. And then at that point, after it gets beaten down a little bit, it becomes a really nice catalyst play. And I think under $2 a share seems like a very good value and a very good chance for a decent run up here in the next 6 weeks.
Do things differ when you actually think a drug is going to be approved? So often you're talking about, you know, okay, I expect they'll have good news or what have you. But it sounds, I mean, approved sounds that much more optimistic. Is there a reason that, like, does that stand out as a potential catalyst?
Yeah, I really do like the situations where I believe something can get approved or I believe the data is going to be good, because always in the back of your mind, there is that chance that data comes out early or the FDA makes a decision early. There is always that risk, and I always advocate for using a correct portfolio allocation for that risk, not putting all your money in one stock, for example. But maybe putting a smaller portion in there. Just so if anything goes wrong, you are backstopped in a way. And that's why I like focusing a bit more on companies where something goes wrong in the sense that the data or the event is going to come out early. You know, I'd love to be in a company that I think is actually going to have successful data, because that means more times than not, we'll probably hit the good news instead of the bad. And I will play companies I don't really believe will have that good data, but I am a bit more cautious on those and more quick to take profits versus stuff where I really believe that the company has a chance or a shot of giving approval or good data. I'll give it a little bit more leeway and try to get bigger gains and take on a bit more risk.
This catalyst event, as you pointed out, is late in January. So are you buying the stock already, or are you looking for something before you get in?
So right now it's just below $2, and I really want to see it consolidate sideways a little bit. It is very high on my radar, just under $2. I think it's a great value. The longer it consolidates under there, I think the better. And typically over the last 3-4 years, biotechs do very well in the December timeframe, kind of the Santa Claus rally, and more importantly, the big JP Morgan healthcare conferences in January. So the biotechs kind of catch on a fire later on in the year, in December and early January. So typically it ends up being a very good time for these catalyst plays. So I'm looking to get into Synergy below 2 fairly soon, I would guess in about a week or so. And then with the FDA plays, the FDA approval plays, I do generally like to get out of the stock a tad bit early, because the FDA just gives you that date as guidance, that January 24th date. So they can come a little bit early. They can come a little bit late. So I like to just take it a bit of the risk off the table by getting in there a tad bit early and getting out a tad bit early. So I would think that come maybe the first week of January or so, I'd like to be out of the name. And so given the time frame here, you know, 4 weeks would be maybe the time frame that I'm holding the stock.
And you said you want to see the stock continue to go sideways and consolidate. What's your buying range on the stock?
I think anywhere between 180 and 2 makes a lot of sense to me. And probably a stop loss of about 20 cents or so below 180 would define a downtrend to me, and I'd probably just leave it alone. And I think on the upside, $3 a share or so could be a good target on that run up. But either way, I'd like to be out of the name by that early January timeframe before the FDA approval.
Yeah. So in other words, if you don't hit your target, you're still going to be out.
Correct. Yes.
And so that's what we needed to know. It's Synergy Pharmaceuticals. It's SGYP. It is the biotech breakout of the week in terms of what we're talking about here on the show. It is not yet viable because, as Kyle pointed out, he's looking for a little bit more sideways movement. But if he gets it, well, then you'll wind up seeing him buy it, and you may want to consider buying it as well. Between $1.80 and $2 was the buy, 20 cents a downside on the stop, $3 on the upside. But the time frame, more important, that first week of January, more important than hitting the upside target. Kyle, thanks as always for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Kyle Dennis is the founder of biotechbreakouts.com. If you want more information, follow him on Twitter. He's at Kyle W. Dennis. Online, it's biotechbreakouts.com. It's part of the Raging Bull community. That's ragingbull.com. We're heading for home on the November 28th edition of Money Life, but there's more to come, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.